Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. There's a fascination with the truth. We seem to draw great confidence from knowing something is true. Sadly, there are few incontestable truths in the world. An oncologist may present the prospects of survival from a chemo treatment, and we might hear what we understand is the truth. Yet in reality, the prognosis is based upon evidence, amongst which there are plenty of cases where the precise gains promised never materialized. Yet somehow we regard a doctor as a purveyor of truth. We choose to believe what we want to believe, often on good authority, drawing comfort from the landmarks our truths create for us in our confusing life landscape. These landscapes of our lives are never static. They are forever in motion, and we breathlessly seek to navigate our course through all the changes we encounter. Consequently, for many, truth needs to become a little more flexible. We want to mold our truth around our experience, but God invites us to measure our experience against an unchanging, inflexible truth. In an age of uncertainty such as our own, where clear confidence is immediately treated with suspicion, Jesus declares he is the truth. Of course, we have our understanding of truth today as data that is proven to be either factually correct or incorrect. Sadly, facts can be marshaled in a number of ways, so determining truth on the basis of fact already needs to be subject to closer examination. Originally, our word truth meant faith or faithfulness. It was located in the arena of belief, which lie beyond the constraints of fact. Yet, belief is a better measure of truth, since it refuses to locate truth in just one narrow experience or set of data. Belief requires me to journey quite some distance to discover the precise nature of that belief. When first a Christian, I had no experience of the facts of my faith. I took the testimony of others. I had what I could identify as an encounter with God for myself, always subjective and beyond objective analysis, as well as some direction as to what this now meant for my life and behavior. However, it has taken many, many years of continuous examination of the quality of my belief, as I've both experienced and observed many circumstances. On balance, I am convinced the gospel message is truth, that Jesus rightly announces he's the way, the truth, and the life. Can I establish it beyond all reasonable doubt? Not a chance. But then, that's because it's merely my choice as to where I place my hope. As we enter into the God space today, what's your hope in? Or have you lost all hope in the face of a bleak world experience? If truth lay within proven facts, many forebears would be shocked to learn what's replaced their objective truths. Truth may be more of a conviction than an objective fact. Amen. I'm comfortable with living confidently within my Christian belief and accept the premise advanced by God and recorded throughout the scriptures. Now do please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope and follow along with these daily meditations at home. And why not join me this Sunday for Premier Life as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. But for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye, and may the Lord greatly bless you.